This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been studying Psalm 1 the past 2 weeks to find the secret of the God-blessed life. The psalmist declares that it is no secret. The God-blessed life will result from the discipline of meditating on God's Word day and night. This discipline will not become more tedious with time. It will actually become a delight because of the blessings that flow from it. By contrast, the psalmist points out in verse 4 that the ungodly or wicked who walk in the counsel of the wicked and stand in the way of sinners and sit in the seat of mockers are like the chaff that the wind blows away. Their destiny is in stark contrast to the one blessed of God. Verses 5 and 6 declare, "Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. The way of the wicked will perish." The choice is yours, and it is clear. You can experience the God-blessed life if you avoid what leads you astray and acquire what brings you into the light of truth. Or you can choose to keep going down the broad road that leads to destruction and perish. God's Word always points you to His grace and mercy. What you can't accomplish by your own efforts, He can and will provide for you as you trust in Him and walk in the truth of His Word. If you have questions and want help in pursuing God's provision, email me at ludgoltz@outlook.com. I'd love to share with you what I've found and how I found it. I'd also like to pray for you. Share with me your burden, ludgoltz@outlook.com. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.